So, because I wanted to sort of start off at the same place in terms of how things are defined, I don't mean how I necessarily define them, but in terms of, you know, research or academics or just general conversation happening out in the world, I think it's important for us to just start by defining white privilege, because that inevitably does come up when we talk about white fragility. So we're going to look at a few definitions. The first one is, excuse me, this is actually from Robin, sorry, I just lost my train of thought, I apologize. You can see where it's from, The Social Construction of Whiteness in Women. And it reads, white privilege is a set of advantages and or immunities that white people benefit from on a daily basis beyond those common to all others. Another from Frances Kendall says, white privilege is an institutional rather than personal set of benefits granted to those of us who by race resemble the people who hold the power positions in our institutions. One of the primary privileges is having great access to power and resources than people of color do. In other words, purely on the basis of our skin color, doors are open to us that are not open to other people. And lastly, from James Baldwin, being white means never having to think about it.